Welcome. I think we might outnumber you. I'm not sure. We're glad to have you with us tonight for our 2022 Mid-State Choir Festival. We try to do this every other year, but COVID gave us other plans, but we're glad to be back. Just a few things that you'll need to know throughout the concert tonight. First, we're going to sing To God Be the Glory, number 79. I think there might have been handouts in your bulletin. If those are too small, you can pull out a hymnal and find number 79. And later on, the choirs in their first numbers are going to sing an arrangement of Blessed Assurance. And so we would invite you to sing along with us on that as well. And the number is 381 in your hymnal, so write it down because we're not going to remind you. So Blessed Assurance, we're going to invite you to sing with us on that one, and then we'll sing a hymn near the end. Turn with me, number 79 in your hymnal, and we're going to sing To God Be the Glory. Stand with me as we sing.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Oh, perfect redemption,
this evening. He's our guest conductor, and he's on faculty up at Maranatha Baptist University, where he leads one of the choirs, among many other things, and we've had a great time with him here today, and the choir obviously represents many churches from which many of you are here to join us, so thank you for that. We're going to begin with scripture reading and then get on with our concert this evening.
1 John 5:11 through 13. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that ye may walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory.
Thank you.
2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 15. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 1 John 4, 9 through 10. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Thank you. Once again, let me just say good evening and welcome, and thank you for coming and joining us this evening. On behalf of the Harrisburg Area's Pastors Fellowship, my name is Pastor Kyle. I'm the pastor at Bible Baptist Church in New Bloomfield, Pennsylvania. We began the Mid-State Choir Festival back in 2012 with a number of local churches in the area, and we've sort of expanded that a little bit. We have 10 churches represented this evening up here on the platform, and we're thankful for each one of those that came and participated. And we're thankful for those that have brass players and other instrumentalists that could come and assist us as well. And we trust that it's been a blessing to your heart already as we sing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At this time, we're going to have an offering. Each of our choir members have paid a registration fee to help offset the meal, the music, and the expenses as far as the housing and the transportation for the director. But we like to give a love offering to our director, our accompanist, and those who have helped us in being able to do this evening. And so we don't include that in our registration. We do that by way of a love offering. And so we trust that if it's been a blessing to your heart, we would encourage you just to give a little bit. Now, don't take from your tithes and offerings from your church tomorrow. They're expecting that, and that needs to go there. But maybe the Lord would lay upon your heart to give a little bit towards the honorarium for our guest conductor and accompanist tonight, and we certainly would appreciate that. So, gentlemen, if you would come at this time for our evening offering, and we again want to thank each one of you for coming. And let's go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Father in heaven, we are thankful for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you for each one that has come and has participated and labored through the day, using our voices and our talents, Father, to just exalt your name and to lift up praise to thee on high. And Father, we just pray that you would bless now both the gift and the giver, use it for thy honor and glory. We thank you for Dr. Brown coming down from Wisconsin to be with us today. Thank you for Mrs. Tuckey taking the time to prepare the music to be able to accompany us today. We just pray that you'd use this to be a blessing and encouragement to them as well. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, just kind of a brief devotional here to give the choir a little vocal break and just share just a simple thought, a couple simple thoughts with you this evening, and just thank Pastor Kyle for organizing this and recruiting other churches and making all the preparations for it, all the details related to it. Thank you to the choir members and directors for your participation and involvement, not just tonight, but each Lord's Day. We thank you for that and your ministry to us each Sunday that we worship. And thank Dr. Brown for coming. We've had the privilege to join, I and my wife, of knowing them for 36 years. We began serving as young couples in the same ministry 36 years ago. And so we've had that privilege of watching them continue to serve over the years now at Maranatha Baptist University. And I always appreciated his mentoring spiritually and musically in the lives of young people, just establishing in them a sound biblical philosophy of music, of teaching them the importance of excellence for the glory of God, teaching them to serve within the context of the local church with those gifts and talents God's given to them, and also just the ability, just encouraging them to enjoy music. And he really does a great job with that with young people, of getting them to enjoy the aspect of music and motivating them to continue to be involved in it. So appreciate that about Dr. Brown. Just want to read one verse of scripture to you this evening that's very familiar. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says this: "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Kind of in a nutshell, I think what this text is teaching us is that our music is to be an expression of a word-saturated life. As we are filled with the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 5, allowing the Word of Christ to dwell in us richly, that is what is to make up our lives. It is very important that the Word of God be foundational, essential, an intricate part of our lives each day, and that we're saturating our lives with the Word of God. And as we think about that a little bit, this text is telling us that music is part of the preaching and teaching ministry of the church. I don't know that we always think of it that way, but it really is. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. And so music is a part of the preaching and teaching ministry of the local church. It really, when we think about it, music is a means of conveying doctrine or truth. Doctrine or truth, the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 54, he says this: "Thy statutes," David here says, "thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage." So David says, your statutes, your truth, your teaching has been my song. And so music is a means of conveying doctrine. As the choir was singing, I was going through the program, the songs that were being sung by the choir. And if you took the time to do that tonight, just to go back and review the concert tonight, it would be very easy for you to look at the titles themselves or remember the numbers that were sung. And next to that, a Bible chapter, a Bible book. It'd be very easy for you to do that. I did that tonight. Just went through and Book of Hebrews, Book of Corinthians, Book of Psalms. And so what are they doing tonight? They are conveying doctrine. They are conveying spiritual truth to us. And so it's very important, music is, in the ministry of the local church. The middle part of the verse and towards the end teaches us that our singing is to have a horizontal and a vertical dimension. Our singing is to have a horizontal and a vertical dimension. We'll just go in the order of the text here, which first mentions the horizontal dimension: teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so we are, as we're singing, as the choir is singing, what are they doing? They're having a horizontal ministry to us and to one another by teaching and admonishing. Teaching is the positive instruction. Tonight we've received some positive instruction. But sometimes we sing certain songs that there's an admonishing. There's a warning given within that context or text of that particular song. In other words, church singing or music is necessary to obeying what the Word of God teaches us. All right? Music is necessary. Church music, biblical, you know, scripturally based music. I've been here for 24 years, and I had a young man in my youth department many years ago that was actually the youth, was actually the music director's son. And he was a kind of a typical young man, Christian young man, not really making a personal decision yet to live for the Lord, to give his life completely to Christ. Well, he felt led or something to be part of Nikki Chavers Academy of Arts summer drama team. And as he went to that drama team camp, prior to actually going out during the summer, they had about a two-week camp, God did a wonderful thing in his life. It was through learning a theme song that they were learning for the team, and in the process of learning that theme song, God used that music number to bring him to a point of complete surrender. And that continued on through his life. Now, we know the word of God is quick and powerful. We know that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. But yet, nonetheless, God has ordained that music is a means whereby there is the teaching of doctrine, the teaching of truth, but there's a horizontal effect that it has upon the people of God. And it's necessary to our obeying many times the word of God in our lives. We're all to be a part of this. Now, you may not all be in the choir. I mean, I'm sure the choir directors would like to use this verse to teach that everybody should be in the church choir. But yet, nonetheless, as believers in a congregation, I hope you're involved in the worship and the vocalization through song of God's truth, of teaching and admonishing one another. And it really, really is a mark of a revived church. It really is a mark of a people who are consumed with scriptural thinking as we, through song, convey biblical truth. But our singing also has a vertical component. I think we all understand that, right? We're singing as unto the Lord, right? And that's what it says there, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. There's that vertical dimension. Even as we're teaching and admonishing one another, ultimately we're singing to the Lord in worship of Him. Here's a good thought, I think. The best way for me to edify you is to turn your hearts towards God. The best way for me to edify you and for you to edify me is for me to turn your heart toward God and for you to turn my heart towards God. Because God is the solution to our life and our life problems. You know, as you and I become more God-centered in our lives, when we become more God-centered in our lives, a lot of the other problems in life kind of, in time, take care of themselves. As we become more God-centered, some of the problems and things we're facing make a little bit more sense, or we begin to understand how we are to approach them. I was saved at the age of 17 after really not knowing much of anything of the Bible, and I had a lot of baggage in my life. But as I think back upon those early years of my salvation during those teen years with all the baggage and the poor decisions that I had made, I was amazed that as I become God-centered in my life and in His Word, how a lot of things just begin to change in my life. You know, I mean, as I just simply was, I was God-centered. And as I became God-centered, I was putting off a lot of things. And by God's grace, I was putting on a lot of things. And so, even as we're having this horizontal ministry, we're singing to the Lord, encouraging each other to be God-centered in our lives. So in our singing, in our music, we must meet the doctrinal test that we expect from preaching. That's why the text of songs are so important. And just as you would expect a pastor to make sure that what he is sharing is consistent with the scriptures and the truth of the scriptures, these music pastors that are with us tonight, I can guarantee you they approach the text of the songs that they sing with the same scrutiny. It has to be clear. It can't be vague. It can't be wrong. Why is that? It's because music is going to take those truths that we have in Scripture and it's going to drive those truths home. It's going to drive those truths home. And that's why the text of music has to agree with Scripture, because it can then reinforce the work of the Holy Spirit, the truth that God wants us to learn. So thank you to you music pastors and directors for your diligence in this area. It's not easy in these days to be diligent and finding good music and good texts to communicate to your congregation. And choir members, thank you for your faithful just ministry in instructing and admonishing us.
Psalm 18, 1 through 17. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilions round about him were dark waters, and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me.
Thank you.
Opportunity to join us in singing number 19 in your hymnals, O for a Thousand Tongues. Stand with me as we sing number 19 in your hymnals, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
O for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His praise. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that sharps our fears and bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis my friend of
Revelation 4, 6 through 11. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 5:11-14. And behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, we trust that was a blessing to your heart. We would have enjoyed doing that even if no one was here, but we're glad that you were able to come and join us for the program tonight and for the service, and I trust it was very uplifting to your heart and encouragement to your own faith. Pastor Cruz had mentioned about going back and rereading things. One of the things our family does after a program like this is we go home and we watch it all over again. And the service was live streamed tonight, and so there is a link available. Tim, where is that?
It's on our website, EBC For Me.
EBC For Me, the church website. You can go there and find a link, and you can share that with others as well to watch the service, and you can go back and listen to it again, and I trust that you'll take time to do that. Again, thank you to my son, Pastor Tim Kyle, who's on staff here, and Emmanuel for hosting our Mid-State Choir Festival for this year, Pastor Cruz and his willingness to allow us to use the facilities here, and we greatly appreciate that. Just as a reminder to the choir behind me, if you borrowed music, please leave that on the front pews. Don't take it home with you. And then also, the Mid-State Choir Festival is not an every year event. We usually do this about every other year, a biannual event. But Pastor Gingrey over at Westchester, Bible Baptist Church of Westchester, does a choir day each year. And so in the middle of May next year will be his choir day. I would encourage you to go and join them for that. Our family has been over for a couple of those in the past, and it's a good thing to do. I think it's important for those of us in the ministry to encourage our people to get outside of our own church and go and mingle with others and to learn some things that we can bring back and use in our own ministry. So thank you again for everyone that participated this year. I trust it was a blessing to you. One last thank you to Justine Tuckey, our accompanist, and to Dr. Brown for directing us. Let's just give them a hand tonight. Appreciate it. And let's stand together and we'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. And thank you again. Don't forget, tomorrow morning is Palm Sunday. Trust you'll be in your local church bright and early tomorrow morning to worship the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for the time to be here this evening. We thank you for these songs. How they spoke to our own hearts tonight. Oh, Father, what a day that's going to be in glory when we gather around the throne singing the praises of God. Father, just thank you for the little piece of heaven that we get here on earth when we gather together and sing. Give us safety as we go our ways tonight. I pray that we'd be in our place tomorrow morning to worship you. Well, thank you for your goodness to us in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a safe trip home.